Good evening. My name is Eliseo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get to know your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station?
No.
Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th?
Democrat.
Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote.
Very likely.
With which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
1 year college.
Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
What is your age?
82.
Gender?
Female.
Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Illegal immigration, local growth and development, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, housing and property insurance costs, abortion, climate and the environment, taxes and cost of health care, the economy and jobs, taxes, crime and public safety, K-12 education.
Wow. Pick one?
Yes, ma'am.
I would say cost of living.
Okay. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democrat candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican. Probably vote for the Republican. Lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Definite Democrat.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Yes. I approve.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
No.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
No.
You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Susan Plasencia.
No opinion.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I've heard of them, yes.
Okay, would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Not sure.
Okay. Maxwell Frost.
Unfamiliar.
Nate Douglas.
Unfamiliar.
You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming November elections. If the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Democrat candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Reform Party candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, another party's candidate.
Joe Biden.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Yes.
Now, among a smaller list of candidates, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
Joe Biden.
And would you say you are definitely voting or proudly voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Nate Douglas, Susan Placentia, or undecided?
Undecided.
If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Nate Douglas, Susan Placentia.
Undecided.
All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? The candidate who is an elected office and wants to use his experience to deliver for your community. The candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring fresh perspective to reform state government.
Repeat that again.
Yes. All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to deliver for your community. A candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government.
A candidate who's never been in office and wants to bring fresh state government.
Okay. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, not changed much?
Not changed.
Over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher, interest rates are at record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs? President Joe Biden and Democrats, the Republicans who control state government in Tallahassee.
The Republicans.
You will now be given a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you would be more likely to vote for. Nate Douglas, a proud African-American progressive who wants to stand up to the extremist MAGA Republicans and drastically change things in Florida, better represent the needs of underserved groups like minorities, immigrants, young people, and members of the LGBTQ community. To achieve this, Douglas supports things like raising taxes on the wealthy, canceling student loan debt, and creating a Green New Deal for Florida. Susan Placentia, a Hispanic woman who believes that dysfunction in Washington, D.C. is an embarrassment and is making things worse for everyday Americans, as your state representative in Tallahassee.
The first one, Nate.
Okay. If you knew the following statements about Susan Placentia were true, would you each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Susan Placentia in the election for Florida State House or of Representatives? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Susan Placentia believes that every child deserves the same access to a world-class education regardless of their zip code, which is why Placentia voted for the largest expansion of school choice in state history so more parents can send their child to the school that best meets their needs, all at no additional cost.
I don't know, what are you asking me?
If you'll be much more likely or much less likely to vote for her.
Much more likely.
Okay. Susan Placencia knows that Floridians are having a harder time keeping up with the rise in groceries prices and insurance rates. That's why Susan Placencia voted for a record tax cut of $4.2 billion, including permanent tax cuts on baby supplies like cribs, diapers, and strollers.
Much more likely.
Susan Placencia believes in protecting and strengthening public education in Florida, which is why Placencia voted for record increases in public school funding, as well as for an additional $2.5 billion for teacher pay raises. As a single mom, Susan Placencia understands the risks of our children, face online. That's why Placencia supported a law to create online protections for children from predatory social media companies that have made our children addicted to their dangerous sites.
Much more likely. I gotta go. Are you almost done?
We still have a couple more questions. Susan Placencia believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Susan Placencia wants to take bold actions like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption and profiteering and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates.
More likely.
Like many longtime residents in your community, Susan Placencia believes that growth and development have gotten out of control. Placencia supports resident-led efforts to limit commercial and residential development in suburban and rural areas.
I don't know.
Okay. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Nate Douglas, Susan Placencia.
Undecided.
If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Nate Douglas or Susan Placencia?
Undecided.
You will now be given some more statements about Susan Placencia. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Susan Placencia in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Susan Placencia is an ultra-MAGA Republican who stands with Donald Trump and the violent January 6th protesters and criminals who tried to overthrow our democracy.
Unlikely to vote for her.
Susan Placencia is a radical extremist who voted for Florida's 6-week abortion ban and has repeatedly voted to restrict women's reproductive rights.
Less likely to vote for her.
Instead of working to solve actual problems like affordability, public education, and threats from climate change, Susan Placencia is a rubber stamp for Governor DeSantis' radical culture war agenda that targets minorities and members of the LGBTQ community.
Definitely unlikely to vote for her.
If you knew the following statements about Nate Douglas were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Nate Douglas in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? Nate Douglas has supported defunding local police departments, supports cashless bail, which allows suspected criminals to be released before their trials, and wants to remove liability protections for police officers.
I didn't get that question.
Okay. Nate Douglas has supported defunding local police departments, supports cashless bail, which allows suspected criminals to be released before their trials, and wants to remove liability protections for police officers.
Less likely.
Nate Douglas supports canceling student loan debt, meaning that taxpayers, many of whom did not go to college, already paid off their college loans would be forced to pay off these loans instead of the students who took them out.
Less likely.
Nick Douglas supports radical environmental policies that aim to completely eliminate gas-powered vehicles, will raise energy costs by billions of dollars, and make America less energy independent.
Less likely.
Nick Douglas has repeatedly criticized people he disagrees with, calling them fascists, Nazis, and racists, and even criticized black people who have different political views than him. Douglas' rhetoric demonstrates he is unfit to effectively serve your community and state government.
Less likely.
Nate Douglas is a 24-year-old with little life experience and supports radical policies like packing the Supreme Court, making Washington, D.C. a state, and eliminating ballot security measures. Douglas has based his entire campaign on these issues, which fail to address the real problems that people in your community are facing, like rising property insurance rates, inflation, growth, and development, neighborhood safety, and preparation for hurricane season.
Less likely.
And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Nate Douglas, Susan Plessencia.
Undecided.
If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Nate Douglas, Susan Plessencia.
Nate Douglas.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before...
Oh, come on. This is ridiculous.
...for purposes only. How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less, between 6 and 10 years, between 11 and 20, more than 20 years.
More than 20.
And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential election?
And who are the candidates?
Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else.
Joe Biden.
When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, always vote Republican?
Usually vote Democrat.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I don't know.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you. Bye-bye.